Tonight's shiur Simen Reish Yud Ches, if Aleph Beis Gimel and Dalet. Simen Reish Yud Ches, brachos hanasim al hanisim, the brachos that are done for miracles. Sif Aleph, haroa malkam shanasim bo nisim liyisrael. If you see a location where a miracle was done for Klal Yisrael, going for instance, Mabros Hayam, the passage through the Yamsuf, Umabros Hayardin, or the passage through the Yardin in the time of Yeshua, Umabros Nachle Arnon, or the passage through the Arnon Wadi, Va'avne Al Gavishal Beis Charon, or the stones that came from Shemayim at the location of Beit Charon, Ve'evan Shebikish Oig Lizruk Al Yisrael, or the stone that Oig tried to toss on Klal Yisrael, Ve'evan Shiyashavale Moshe Be'es Mochemes Amalek, or the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat upon during the war with Amalek, Ve'chaimas Yericho, and the wall of Yericho. If you see any of these things, Mevarich, say a bracha, bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Sha'asa Nisim Lavoseinu Ba'Makom Hazeh, who did miracles for our ancestors in this location. Ubein bracha zu, ubein shor bracha sarayya, whether it's this bracha or other brachas on things we see. Harihem kishar brachos, they're like any other bracha. V'chulam b'haskaras, shem umachus. They all begin, bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Aleph, Kegon Ma'abros Hayam, like the passage through the Yam, Mekom Sha'ov Yisrael B'Yam B'Yabasha, the place where Klal Yisrael passed through the sea on dry land. Sifkon Beis, Uma'abros HaYarden, and the passage through the Yarden, Mokom Sha'ov Yisrael B'Yarden, the location where Klal Yisrael passed through the Yarden, the Harov and dry land, Me'Yeshua and Dezi Yeshua. So there's a long Be'er Locha here, and the Mishnah Berurah explains in the Be'er Locha that it's clear that it's not sufficient to see the Yam Suf. It's not sufficient to see the Yarden. You have to see the place where they went through the Yam Suf and the place where they went through Yarden. It goes through the Rishonim. That's not Mashal this way. And the Rambam, but the Rishonim, it is Mashal this way. And Memela, it's not a bracha that we are familiar with because we don't know exactly where. Maybe at one time Chazal knew where. We don't know where these places are. Seif Gan Gimel, Umar Bos Nachle Arnon, or the passage through the Nachal Arnon, the first Peshas, the Gemara explains, Shayishne Harim, there are these two mountains with a valley between. Shayisol Tzvichem Lavor, Derech Oso Emek, Klal Yisrael had to pass through that passage. V'nechbu ha'moriyim b'ma'oros, sha'asu b'harim b'tzideh ha'emek, and the Emoriyim hid in caves that were in these mountain walls on either side of this valley, of this passage. So when Klal Yisrael would go through, they can suddenly fall upon them and make an ambush. And a miracle occurred. The mountains on either side of the Nachal move together. Or if you look in Lashon Rashi and Chumash, the mountain of Eretz Yisrael moved and crushed the enemies inside their caves. Ba'avor Aron Bris Hashem Aleim, where the Aron Bris Hashem went by, v'nergu kulam shava, they all died there. Sifka Dal Shal Beit Charon, the stones of El Govish by Beit Charon, shehushluchu min Hashemayim ala umo shenilchamu im Yeshua. When Yeshua did battle with the nations at Beit Charon, these stones came down from Shemayim, k'dechsib b'krok, the pasuk describes. Sifka Nhei, v'evan shebikesh v'chula, the stone that Og tried to throw in Klal Yisrael, can refresh by God, like the Medrash teaches, shakar har, Bastosa Parso, he uprooted a mountain three parso, Kedila Hapila Yisrael to toss on Klal Yisrael. V'nasenes, a miracle occurred, so Yochel Hapila, he could not throw it. Ayin Sham Brochus Nodal Dhamid Beis, Ayin Be'er Locha, look there in Mesechus Brochus and Be'er Locha. Sivkan Vav, V'chomas Yericho, the wall of Yericho, Shenivlam Mekoma, it got swallowed up in its place. Sivkan Zayin, Mevorach Shasanisim makes a Brocha Shasanisim. Kasa Mogenev, on the Mogenev Amites. Lechoyra, Mashma. The implication is the Dafka Hanach Ukadoima, that it's only these and similar Shenikar Hanes Mitoch HaMakom, that you can notice the miracle because of the location. Perish meaning to say, She Bir Oseinu Marbosiam, when you see where they pass through the sea, Nizgar Manachnu Shamayim Eilu Nechz L'Gzaram, we recall that this water is split in half. V'chein B'Yaradein Ho Yenes B'Mayim Gufok Tzid B'Kor, or by the Yaradein, the miracle is with the water, that the water stopped. V'chein Avni Elgavish, and the stones. Yodim Anu, She'elu Heim Avonim, Shem Nasanes. We see these stones, they're the ones that the miracle occurred. Abalav Hachi, but when you don't have something physical to identify with the miracle could go, for instance, we come close to Yerushalayim, Shakar Sham Nes, there was a tremendous miracle, Beis Mochem Sancheriv, in the war of Sancheriv, Sheyotza Malach Hashem, Behem is Kolamachne, the Malach comes and kills the entire army. We don't make a bracha that a miracle happened in this place. By looking, you don't see the nes, and the nes has nothing to do with the location. So when the nes is not tied to the location, you can't make the bracha. Perish. Even though we can determine where the miracle occurred, where the armies of Sancheriv perished, that doesn't make the miracle apparent. The miracle has nothing to do with the ground itself. Me, however, on a personal miracle, even if it's not noticeable in the location that the miracle occurred, whenever a person returns to the place where the miracle occurred to him personally, he will make a bracha. This or any other bracha on things we see, Hanesgarm b'simen shachazeh, in the following chapter, following simen, are all done sivkantes b'haskorah shem malchus, you say shem malchus. V'chein sarach lo menami, and you have to say atah, velokeinu, kom b'shar brachas gemurah, like any other full-fledged bracha. And the Shar HaTzion points out that this is a l'chatchila kavana. Because b'di'evet, if you don't say atah, but you said shem malchus, you are going to be yoytza. So the word atah is not ma'akiv. So when he says, yeah, you say atah, and he's trying to say, you say everything. Say everything like a regular bracha. The Mashem Machlis is ma'akiv. The atah is not ma'akiv, but you should say atah also. It's part of the bracha. See if base. Al neis shenasa l'ketzas Yisrael. On a miracle that occurred to some of Klai Yisrael. Kozman shenasa l'kol Yisrael o'ruban. If it's not done for all of Yisrael or majority, even if it's for some shvatim, aim of aruch and love, you don't make the bracha. That's not enough for this bracha to be said. Mr. Bursav Khan Yud, aim of aruch and love. Ella oisim shenasa manes ma'asman, but the ones to whom the nes occurred can make the bracha. There's a bracha that individuals make. It's a bracha for Klal Yisrael. So it has to be a Klal Yisrael miracle. Nasa bonisim Yisrael, right? Then you make the bracha. But if it's a portion of Klai Yisrael, not. Now, the individuals who merited the miracle, they will always make the bracha. Siv Gimel. These brachas you say when I haven't seen the place for 30 days. Then it's an obligation, just like the first time. But if you see it within 30 days, you do not repeat the bracha. From 30 days to 30 days, with the exclusion of the day he saw it and the current day that he sees it. So if it's in more than 30 days, it's an obligation. Before that, it is asur, it is forbidden. It's a bracha levatola. Sharasim points out this is not like the Rive. The Rive holds that it's reshus. Within 30 days, it's reshus. After 30 days, it's a chayiv. We don't pass on that. We hold it's osir. Toch 30 days, within 30 days, you're not allowed. Sivkan Yud Gimel, Chova. The ain lahakshas, don't ask a kasha. Maishna bi birchus ra'im muzavo is a birchus besamim. What makes this different from the bracha on thunder, earthquakes, spices? Shmevrech b'chol pam, make a bracha every time. Fafilu bo b'yom, even if it's more than once a day. Ayin le'asim reishit zayin, sim reishchov zayin. Look back in reishit zayin and head reishchov zayin. Tishani hasman, that's different. Shemavorach ara'amim v'zikim chadoshim. When you're saying the bracha, it's a new thunder. It's a new comet. U'kmo kem birchas ha'boisim. And when it comes to spices as well, mevorach ha'rei chadoshim, no div tamid. He's making a bracha on a new smell that's constantly giving off its aroma. As opposed to this case, nothing changed from the last time you saw the Yamsuf. Nothing changed from the last time you saw the walls of Yericho. Therefore, you can't make the bracha. Unless a full 30 days have elapsed since the last time that you saw this place. Be'er Locha says, back in Seif Aleph, b'mokam hazeh, you can only make the bracha as you see it. Over kavav einu roeh, also hifzi b'chaso. If it's you passed it and you didn't make the bracha when you saw it, you can't make the bracha anymore. Once it's gone, it's gone. So it has to be that you make the bracha as you're there seeing it. But if you went by and I didn't make the bracha, it's too late. At that point, you cannot make the bracha anymore. Se'iv dalet ho'eh makom shenas enes liyachid einu mevarich. If you see a place where a miracle occurred to an individual, you don't make a bracha. Aval hu atzmo mevarich, but he says the bracha. She'osa li neis v'mokom hazeh, that a miracle occurred to me in this place. V'chol yotze yireichu gam kem mevarichin, she'osa neis l'ovi b'mokom hazeh, and his descendants will also say a bracha, that a miracle occurred to my father in this place. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Yudal, she'nas neis yochid, kvar mevor b'sif beis, we clarify in sif beis, the kolzmash l'nas neis l'rov yisrael, if the miracle didn't occur to the most of Klai Yisrael, ki yochid dainino, we treat it like an individual. Because it said, Kozmash Lanasa the Koisol or Ruban. It didn't occur to most of Yisrael or majority. If it occurred to most or majority, that's a Klaisol case. But once it's a minority, even if it's for whole Shvatim, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't affect Klaisol, it affects the individuals. So it's a Yachid. That's the din of a Yachid. Sivkar Tezvov, Avalhu Atzmo Vuchu, but he himself will make the bracha. When he returns to the location, the place of the miracle, he says a bracha. And from the first time on, he doesn't make the bracha when he gets there, unless it's more than 30 days from the last time he made the bracha. So he's constantly going past this place and never make the bracha again. Sivkan design. Not only does he make the bracha, Kol Yotzi Yerechu, his descendants do too. Aybel Yeraba Shechuya El Yeraba concludes the Beno Uben Beno Tzvichim Levarach. That's only his son and grandson. Ben Shenoldu Kodem Shekar Hanes, whether they were born before the miracle happened, or Ben Shenoldu Achim Kedu, whether they're born afterwards. Mishum Kavod Avim. This is honor for the father, grandfather. Uminechad VeElech Emavarachin. But once you get to great grandchildren, they do not make the bracha anymore. El Kenoldu unless their parents were born after the Nes occurred, the Bezeimhem Shutafim Kulam Ba'osan Nes, that makes them all partners in the miracle. Sivkan Yuzayan Sha'osan Nes La'avi, the miracle occurred to my father, Zekoyel Ben, that's the son talking. If it's the Enochal grandchild, Yevarach, he says Sha'osan Nes La'avosai, or La'avi Abba, they'll either say to my ancestors or my grandfather. Ber halacha kol yotze yerecho upashut the nasenes leimo or leim imo. If the miracle occurred to his mother or grandmother, gam kem mevarich. He says so asa nes leimi or leim imi. And it's also pashut the zulas yotze yerecho ein shum echad v'shel levarich nes eidach. Without being a descendant, no one makes a bracha on someone else's miracle, even a husband on his wife or wife on the husband. So the daughter-in-law, the son-in-law can't make the bracha. It's just the children and grandchildren.